Welcome to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. Here's your host, Chris Grum.
Well, welcome aboard the beautiful Icon of the Seas, the newest ship in the Royal Caribbean fleet. I'll get to why I'm here and why we decided to record this podcast on board, but I just wanted to mention something that always amuses me as we start this episode out, and that is there are three things that are constant: death, taxes, and the fact that people will walk up to somebody with a headset and a microphone who's in the middle of talking and want to know what you're doing. It never fails. This is actually the third attempt at recording this podcast. And the reason that I'm on board Icon of the Seas, and you can go back in our podcast library and hear Danielle and I talking about it, is that we were invited on board this, what we call a pre-inaugural, to get to see the ship before she actually sails with the general public. Her first, what the industry calls revenue cruise, those of you who are not in the industry would call it her maiden voyage, is actually 7 days away. But we were on board as travel advisors and members of the media and so forth, being able to see the ship before she actually sets sail on her first official voyage. And she is absolutely unbelievable. But today's podcast is not about this ship specifically. It's actually about something that was asked of me while I was on board this ship. And I thought it might make a good podcast. And it's not going to be a very long episode, but it is a question we get from time to time. And I think it's worth addressing because it's one of those things that if you don't know, you don't know. And you probably should know, especially from our point of view as Premier Custom Travel, because we always want you to book with us. And we know there are times that you don't, for whatever reason. And a lot of the times it has to do with either A, you're not a customer of ours yet, or B, you come across a great offer at 7 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock at night, and you think, gosh, I don't want to bother Chris, Scott, or Danielle. I'm just going to do it myself. Well, that's great. And we understand what you're thinking there. But number one, you're never a bother to us. And number two, even if you do book it yourself, in most cases, you can transfer that reservation to us. You won't lose a single thing. If you got a loyalty offer, a casino offer, a past guest offer, whatever it may be, we will be able to honor that exact price in that same booking. In fact, all that happens is it transfers to our agency and we can take care of you from that point forward. Now, there are a few caveats to that, and they can vary by cruise line, but generally speaking, it works something like this. And also, we should say, I'm on a cruise, so I'm thinking cruise right now, but we can also do this with Walt Disney World reservations, Disneyland reservations, and some other reservations within the different brands that we sell. But here's how it generally works. If you make a reservation, and it is A, not paid in full, B, not the past final payment, which means it would be paid in full, and C, has not been made a long time ago, generally it's within 30 days, then it's a very simple process to transfer that reservation over to us, and then you will work with us from that point forward. And again, the pricing's not going to change. You're not going to have to pay us anything to do that, but you get all the benefits and all the expertise of working with us, and quite frankly, you help out a local family-owned business and run by your friends and neighbors. And we do things in our communities to help out the local schools and the local community events and things like that. And so you're putting the money back into your community and it costs you nothing to do that. And as I said, there are certain caveats and there are certain situations where we can't do it. But in most cases, especially if you just booked it yesterday, we can do it, and we would love to do it for you. Sometimes you don't have to do anything. We take care of all the work. Occasionally, you've got to fill out a short form, but it will even happily fill out most of that for you, and all you have to do is sign it and email it or fax it to somewhere, and 24 hours or less later, that booking is in our hands, and we can take care of you the rest of the way. And I'll actually tell you a funny story, and I'll bet you these guys are listening. I'm not going to call them out by name, but they'll know who they are. We have a couple of customers that we met through a transferred booking. A customer of ours and a friend of theirs called me one day and said, hey, would you like a new client? I said, I would always love a new client. She said, well, they've already booked their reservation. What can you do? And I said, well, if it's within 30 days, I can probably take it over and it won't cost them anything. Well, sure enough, it had just been booked. They transferred it over to me. We had a few phone calls before their trip, but generally speaking, almost everything was set. So they did their first trip, and while they were on board the ship, they rebooked again. And then we talked a few times on the phone, And then they went on the sailing, and then they rebooked again on the ship. And so it was one of those things where I never got to work directly with them, other than after they had made a booking. And then eventually I just said to these guys, I said, look, we got to get together for dinner or lunch or coffee or something, because you're the only customer I've worked with that I've never truly met. And so we finally sat down, and they're great people, and now I get to sail with them in a couple of months. But, you know, it's one of those things where they had no idea that they could transfer to a travel advisor. They wanted to work with a travel advisor. They just thought, oh, well, we did it ourselves, so we're kind of up a creek. That's not the case. We would love to be able to take over your bookings. Again, we work in four different areas. We work in the cruise and space. We work with Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and the Universal Orlando theme parks. We work with the Sandals and Beaches resorts, and we work with guided tours. Each of those have very specific rules about transferring bookings over. But the worst we can do is say, sorry, we can't help you. But the best we can do is help you from that point forward, give you our expert advice at no extra charge. So if you do have a booking that you're sitting on and it's less than 30 days old, not paid in full, especially if it's a cruise booking, give us a call, because we would love to help you from that point forward. Make sure that everything goes right with your reservation. We have a team of experts. We spend a lot of time making sure we are up to date on our knowledge. And the thing about it is, you know, I said at the beginning of this, you don't know what you don't know. That can be true with a reservation as well. And you may do all your research online and you may think that you have the correct answer. But we do this day in and day out, and we know we have the correct answer. And if we don't, we have the people we can reach out to that do have the correct answer. And furthermore, if you run into an issue with your reservation, you don't have to press one and sit on hold for an hour. That's our job. But most times we have a way around that part of the call center, and we can get to somebody that is a decision maker, and we can get to them quickly. And so there's many advantages for working with us, and as we've said many times, none for not working with us. No real good reason. So if you've got that booking sitting there, you booked it yourself in the last 30 days and you're listening to this podcast, reach out to us. We would be more than happy to take it over and take care of you from that point forward. And so I hope you'll do that. And if you ever get the inkling in the middle of the night to book something, be sure to call me the next day. And we would love to take care of you.
Thanks for listening to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. You can view the schedule of upcoming podcasts or listen to previous episodes on demand by visiting our website at premiercustomtravel.com/the itinerary. Join us next time for another edition of The Itinerary.